You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons.
Matthew.
Oh, look at that.
You like that?
Hello, Bo.
Hi. How are you?
I'm stupendous.
Question for you.
Answer for you.
Why did the printer play its music so loudly?
I don't know, Bo.
Because the paper's jamming.
It's so dumb.
It's great.
That's good.
That's
good?
Super good.
Yeah,
that
is a good.
That's
dad
great
joke.
Yeah.
I know. I heard that one and I was like, that's actually fucking fantastic.
It's a funny joke you could tell in front of anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like somebody's jokes.
I've got a few of those too.
I sent that one to my buddy because he works in a print shop.
And Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I play Alphonse.
Oh, that deep tone. Those sultry tones.
Daniel.
I like it.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. I'm Norse, better known as Bo.
My name is Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Dringor Darkmoon.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse killed a motherfucking dragon.
Woo-woo!
Ash tried a barrel roll unsuccessfully. Drangor and Norris did a lot of falling.
He sure did.
Fallen, oddly, did not.
He did once.
Oh, he cratered
he
that.
Fall?
Trying to save me.
Oh, he did. Damn it. I take it back. He did fall. He fell a bunch.
Fallen had fallen.
Son of a bitch.
Like an angel through the sky.
Missed an opportunity. We were just talking about that, too.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
So frustrated with myself. Let's start over.
I can't deliver that fucking joke like that again.
So we pick up right where we left off. You guys were coming into the area where you saw the dragon, where Drangor saw the dragon erupt from the canopy. As you fly in, and you guys have repaired the ship. It's moving at full speed. As you guys fly in, you start seeing all the debris from it busting through the canopy. Like there's down trees. It was like an explosion came out. And as you get down lower over the canopy and you look in, you see this crater in the ground. And it's just got this bubbling, green, flaming. It looks like green magma. And it's just bubbling up from all these openings in the ground.
Knowledge, anything to know what it is?
Green magma.
All right.
Better than schmegma.
Anyone got a stick?
Especially boiling.
You can make a nature. You're from a distance. Are you guys still like hovering above?
Yeah.
Like not bringing it down yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm uncertain if I should be jumping into this situation yet.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to like judge what to do, you can make a nature survival. Let's go with nature survival or arcana.
Okay, I'll do a survival check. Oh, yeah. First roll of the night, baby.
Did you get a 20?
25. Damn.
I got a nat 20.
Damn.
Had to be a 12. One-upper.
I got a 10.
Yeah.
28.
Damn. All right.
Give us the stuff.
So you three just definitely, as you're looking down, you get down right above the canopy, and you can see that a lot of the areas where the branches were broken off, like there's still like this ichor, like that the stuff that came out of his the napalm sack that you cut open is kind of all over everything, like it's unburnt fuel. That's just, it's very gelatinous and it just kind of sticks to everything.
You are a child.
Anyway. And you look in and with those rolls, you get the idea that if like an open flame or something was to come in contact with any of this ichor, it would probably go up in flames. And then looking at the hole, it's a large opening in the ground, and it seems to have a tunnel that goes at an angle down. But at the opening, you can see just these pools of green molten rock that seem to be bubbling up out of this hole that he punched in the ground. And it does look like it was an existing tunnel, but a fresh opening.
So does the tunnel look like something we can go in, or is it filled with the green whatever?
It does look like something you could traverse very carefully. It is not anywhere near big enough for the ship to get through, though. It looks like the dragon would have had to have like wings tucked. And kind of crawling through this particular tunnel.
Well, gents, who's resistant to fire?
I am not.
I don't think I'm the man for that job.
Fair.
I'm also not, surprisingly enough.
You are when you're raging.
Right.
No flame arms.
No.
Nobody pissed me off.
No.
Can I just jump down into the tunnel and see what happens?
Yeah. Give me we'll call it a dexterity check. So you guys are above the canopy, so you are going to have about a 40-foot drop to get to the ground, so you will take fall damage, but 40 feet's not too bad.
Yeah, Norse would just go, well, not going to find out what's down there up here.
Oh, by the way, what are Norris's hit points right now? I don't know if I took any hit points off of you.
108.
Okay, maybe I did.
Yeah, I'm down not quite a bit, but a good bit. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that I fail.
Okay, so you're going to take 4d6 falling damage.
Do you want to roll that for me?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Word. I mean, I'll roll my
You're going to take 13 fall damage.
Perfect. Do I at least hit the hole?
Yeah, you land in the hole.
Giggity.
Well, I'll say you land to the side of the hole. Because you, with your first roll, you would get the idea that landing in there would have been precarious.
Oh.
So you land to the side of it.
In all transparency, I was trying to go in it.
Oh, you were trying to land in it and you rolled a natural 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. I appreciate your honesty.
I'm just being honest. I was heading for the hole.
Okay, hang on a minute. You are going to take additional then. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You said you rolled a natural 2?
Yep, nobody fucks me.
For
like
a total of what?
7.
A total of 7? Okay, so that will fall in this range. I have mechanics for this that I made. Well, you only take another 4 fire damage.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
We all hopping down or what?
Yeah, but he just said a dex check.
Well, I'm going down. I'd like to see what that horde is.
Me too.
What about you?
Oh, well, actually...
Well, I'll land the ship because I'm driving the ship.
Been brought to my attention.
Fair enough.
That I rolled the wrong thing, but it still isn't good. It would have just been a 11 instead of a 7.
Okay. With an 11... You would have only taken 3 damage.
So I just need to add 1 instead of 4.
Yeah, just add the 1.
That 1 point's going to help me later. It really will.
It might.
With as weirdly messed up as I've gotten in the past, that 1 is detrimental.
Okay, so everybody but Ash, you're going to try to find a place to park
land,
this thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Try and stay away from the sticky.
Yeah, do I get covered in sticky shit?
No, because I imagine you would have dropped down in the hole in the canopy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In the time it took us to repair the ship, would I have probably received a long rest?
No, because you guys were busy repairing the ship.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys were all busy doing things. So I would say you could have all taken a short rest.
No, if I'm committed to the role. I'm going with I didn't do anything.
Okay. You guys were all busy. No resting for anyone.
Dundee heard it rather.
So you guys all drop down?
Hell yeah.
Follow Norris?
Yep.
Do you try to drop right where he did?
Absolutely.
Okay, I need dex rolls from everybody that's trying to drop down.
I'm going to burn one of my final flying ones because I have four options of that.
Okay, I assumed.
Thirteen
for you?
24.
Okay, you're still going to take half falling damage.
Dexterous motherfucker.
Which is four. You're going to take four bludgeoning. You do not take half damage. So you are going to take... Oh, I rolled like dog shit.
Good.
You're going to take eight bludgeoning. And then you said you rolled... What was your total?
13.
Okay, so you'll also take... You land in the fire and you take four fire damage. And then you're flying down, so you successfully avoid all the shit.
You successfully avoid all the shit.
For Ash, go ahead and give me a survival check. See if you can find a good spot to park this thing.
This thing is loaded on four. 10.
With a 10... the only clearing you see is quite a ways off. You kind of fly in a circle around this spot, and you do see a spot that is completely bare. Actually, you rolled pretty low on your last check too. So yeah, it's a couple hundred yards off from where these guys dropped out. But you do find a spot.
Okay.
Does he damage the ship?
Did you guys hear that with the dragon? Jesus.
So I go just to land in that nice little clearing area.
Okay. You bring it down, and you don't actually set it on the ground because
no,
it's a flying
I kinda
ship.
Like,
just kind of hover it above.
Just try to hover, I guess, with this.
When you jump off the ship, give me an acrobat or give me a dexterity check. We'll see how gracefully you get off of the ship.
Now I can do it. 22.
Okay. You drop down, you 3-point landing, looks beautiful, but nobody's there to see it. You feel cool as fuck in your head.
Wasted.
You do notice this spot where you landed, like it's dirt and it's got some moss and this like black moss that you've seen around the Shadowfell has kind of grown into this open area, but there's no trees there and it feels like solid rock under your foot. Like there's just this moss and a little bit of like branches and leaves and shit covering what feels like a very solid surface underneath. It doesn't feel like soft ground.
Okay.
And you make your way over to where these yahoos jumped off.
The yahoos. Yeah, I want to... Do I not have detect good and evil or divine sense? Sorry, still getting used to his character sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, you should still have at least a couple of uses of it. Unless you used them already.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they moved
it's
a bunch
not,
of shit
it's
around.
A spell. Okay, I'm just going to go from there and just work my way over to them.
Okay. You make your way over to the group, and you see the same thing. You know, big crater. Everybody give me a perception check.
Don't worry.
That was a thud.
Don't worry about that
guy.
Oh,
my God.
If you want to keep it.
Nope, I already rolled my other one.
9.
9?
16.
16?
11.
Investigation?
Okay. 13.
Yeah.
23.
With a 23, you're the only one that notices this, and it makes sense for you to be the one that catches this. So you have this wooded area all around. You have this this tunnel that's going down, but you notice the, like, the top 2 feet, the top, actually probably more like 6 feet, the top 6 feet of this area looks like shattered glass, like 6 foot thick, rough glass. And then below the glass is this tunnel going down.
I don't know about you guys, but I think we could just follow the glass if we don't want to go underneath. Or whatever this material is.
Sounds a good plan as any.
I'm just here for the ride.
So it looks like this section of ground was made of the glass. Almost like it was a lid over the tunnel. And then he just busted through this glass lid to fly up under you guys.
So we just need to go through the glass?
Yeah, Norse, do you want to try punching this glass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm not explaining this very well. He already punched through the glass. You're just noticing.
Just got to go through the hole.
Yeah, you're just noticing that the top few feet of this crater
mm-hmm.
was glass, and then that's been shattered out to open up this tunnel going down.
How far does the tunnel go down?
How much dark vision do you have? You have like 300 feet, don't you?
Yeah, I can activate for 300.
Okay, with your dark vision, you can see down in the tunnel.
Okay.
And it goes straight down for a ways, and then it starts curving to the left, and that's as far as you can see.
Okay.
But it seems to go down at a pretty steep slope.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to step off the ledge and just drop.
With your fly still active, how long does your fly last?
1 minute.
Okay. So yeah, you drop down into the crater and you go down into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Norris is just going to yell, "Wait for me!" and follow right behind him.
Shit.
Okay, I need everybody to have. I should have told you this beforehand. Some way to keep track of distance for your character, whether you punch it in to your phone, write it on a notepad. You're going to need to keep track of distance.
Okie dokie.
Like how far we go, or?
Yep. And as you two make your way into this opening, there's these bubbling pools of the lava, this green like magma everywhere, and you see the walls are kind of slick with that ichor.
I like that word.
It's a great word.
Ichor.
And you see whenever some of it like drips down into one of these bubbling pools, there's like a little fireball that explodes above the pool. Like, as soon as it gets close enough to ignite, it's just this little concentrated explosion above the pool. Mm-hmm. With your dark vision,
mm-hmm.
you can see in here that there's like pockets of air in this place that are heavily obscured. Like, even your dark vision can't see through. It looks as though these pools are giving off like a thick, sooty vapor.
Okay.
And as soon as you get in there, you start coughing and hacking, both of you. Since you were the first two into the actual tunnel, I need a con saving throw from both of you.
Question, am I walking whenever I like drop down in there, or am I like sliding?
Yeah, you're able to walk. Like, once you get past those first 6 feet, it turns into stone and dirt.
It's a nat 20.
Nat 20?
For 28.
Okay.
Critical fail. Hey.
Critical. So we have a critical success and a critical fail.
Yes.
Okay. So for your critical fail, you're going to take 20 poison damage.
Oh.
As you step through one of those clouds of soot. And it kind of blinds you, so the next time you roll a con saving throw, it will be at disadvantage.
I have advantage against being poisoned. Would I be able to re-roll that?
So you have, so that's only against being poisoned. That's okay. The poison condition, not poison damage.
Fair enough. It was worth a shot.
Bo, you success. You see,
my name
this
is Norris, sir.
Norris, my apologies.
Sorry. No, I'm not. Call me right, damn it.
You step in, and he steps in first, and you see him, like, he walks in, and then he kind of disappears from your vision because he walks into this, like, soot, and you hear him coughing and hacking, and he kind of steps back, and there's, like, blood running out his nose. And so you're like, fuck that. and you walk to the side of this cloud and avoid what he walked into, and you take no damage.
Perfect. I would like to yell behind me up to everybody else, say, don't walk through the clouds!
And because of your nat 20, you have advantage on your next con saving throw that I ask you to do.
I would also like, as my deathless nature, to stop breathing.
Well played. Well played. There's the fuckery. Right there.
It wasn't me this time.
So from now, going forward, you do not have to roll any of the con saving throws.
You never know.
Unless you start breathing again for some reason.
Hey, you might get sucker punched.
That's true.
And take a breath.
Yeah. And the rest of you follow them in?
Trying to avoid the clouds.
Okay. So I need
real
you
quick.
Three. Yes.
Sorry. Before you do that, I'm going to cast Bless on Alphonse. Because I don't think these guys are within 30 feet of me.
Yeah, they? You're all within. Yeah, you guys are all right at the entrance.
I'm going to cast Bless on Dringor, Norris, and Alphonse.
Okay.
At first level.
Okay. So you guys all have plus a d4 to your saves. So I need con saves from everybody as soon as you walk into this area.
Plus aura.
If you're within, yeah. We'll say everybody's within 10. What's that?
Does Bless work for saving throws?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So it's plus 3 and then plus another 3?
Plus 3 and then plus whatever you roll on a d4.
Oh, D4. Okay, thank you.
So I rolled a nat 1. Do you still go off total?
A nat 1 is all I need to know.
Okay.
You will take... I'm going to be rolling a lot of dice, I think.
I did roll a 4 on the D4 from the Bless, though. It doesn't matter.
Too fucking bad.
Well, too fucking bad.
I got a 20, by the way, Matt.
Okay. You will take 14 poison damage. You got a 20?
Yes.
You will take no damage. You successfully avoid the cloud.
17.
17. You also take no damage from the poison. I need a dex roll, not a dex saving throw, just a dexterity roll.
From everybody?
From everybody.
22.
Okay.
Also 22.
22. A 2? Like a natural 2?
Natural 2.
Okay.
13.
13? So for everybody that rolled above a 16, you can take your regular movement plus a dash. So you can move up to whatever that is. If you have 30 feet, it's a total of 60 feet.
How long does that go for?
That's just for this round.
Just this round.
So keep track of your distance. That's what I need all of you to keep track of. Keep track of how far you're moving.
How far have I moved?
What'd you roll on your dex?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought that was just for those
guys.
Nope. Oh.
Everybody.
So you move 6 feet in.
So you're now 60 feet in.
60 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
17.
17? You're now 60. You're double movement. So whatever your movement speed is, double it. That's how far you are at this point. Like, once you guys get in here, you start realizing that this is this thick cloud. And you're just trying, you're kind of blindly trying to move through this tunnel. You can see, you can kind of see the flames through the darkness and through this soot to avoid the flames. But I also need a dexterity saving throw from everybody to make sure you don't accidentally step in the flames.
I didn't fucking know.
With your two, you did not make any movement. You got into that cloud and started coughing and suffocating, and you didn't get anywhere. What did you roll? You rolled really high.
Yeah, I rolled like a 22 or something.
Yours was a 13?
Mm-hmm.
You get your regular movement, so 30 feet.
I rolled a 13 as well.
You get your regular movement. Okay. Going forward, I didn't realize how much, it'll get smoother. Okay. So everybody has your movement figured out?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And everybody got your dex saving throws for the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. If you rolled a natural 1, you got to let me know. If you rolled a natural 20, let me know. What'd you roll?
Natural 20.
Natural 20. You take no damage from the fire. You successfully kind of dance around it. And you have advantage on your next dexterity saving throw.
Nice.
So if you have a natural 1, you'll have disadvantage on your next one. If you got a natural 20, you'll have advantage on your next one.
I rolled a 22 on the dex, this last dex one.
Okay. No damage for you.
Good, because bless is a concentration.
Next round. I need a dexterity dex roll from everybody to see how much ground you cover.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Time out.
And if there's anything that you want to do, any spells you want to cast, any actions you want to do on it on each round, just let me know. Just interject and we'll do it.
So we've only rolled for distance once, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so my saving throw, that dex saving throw, was my 13.
Okay, that was your 13?
Yes.
You will take 1d10 of fire damage. You will take 10 fire damage.
Of course you fucking roll dex damage. All right, so now we're rolling our dex throw for movement, correct?
It's just a dex check. It's not dex saving throw.
Yeah, right.
Anybody rolling that one?
Nope.
2 through 5, you don't move. 6 through 10, you get half movement. 11 through 15, full movement. 16 and up, movement plus dash.
Okay. So I get 30 feet.
Yep.
30 feet.
Okay.
DM, is there a number that we need to... I'm not trying to metagame, but is there a number we need to call out if we hit?
You're trying to get to 1,000.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Now I need a con saving throw from everybody.
Now, how? The other question you gotta ask is how close is everybody to the aura?
I'm not getting your aura anymore.
Yeah, nobody's gonna be getting your
aura. I don't think I'm
actually,
getting
I think. Who Drangor got double?
Might.
Yeah, Drangor, you'll get.
I've got
because
double.
I've doubled. I'm twice. At 90 feet. I'm at 120.
Oh, yeah. I'm
okay.
I'm well
nobody's
ahead.
In the aura.
Okay.
So just call out where you are so that anybody can know if they're in your aura.
I also. You three also still have bless, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're this is round 4, right?
This is round 2.
Distance wise,
this? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is dex saving, right?
Con.
That was was, yeah. Con check.
Which I forego, since I'm not breathing.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
11.
2 through 5. 6 to 10. I thought you just said 11.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So if you got 11 to 15, you will take 7 necrotic damage, or 7 poison damage.
Okay. 7, you said?
And if you got a 16 or above, you take no poison damage. Dex saving throw, everybody.
What is it to hold the concentration? You have to roll above...
You have to roll Jesus above Christ. Half damage or a 10.
Okay. Which I roll. Okay, I keep it.
Dex saving throw or just
dex saving
a dex throw?
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to go dex check, con saving throw, dex saving throw. 2 through 5? 6 to 10? Okay. You gentlemen will take 8 fire damage.
Wait, you did a dex check there?
Yep. Okay. That's for the dex saving throw. And then 11 to 15 will take 6 fire damage. 16 and up, no damage. Dex checks. Round 3.
So this is for movement, then?
This is for movement.
Okay.
So if movement is 20 or above, is it automatic dash?
Yep.
Okay.
And if you roll a natural 20, just call it out.
I rolled a nat 20.
Okay. So you Jesus. Have...
I know. That's like my fourth
so
one.
So with a natural 20, it's a double dash.
So basically 3 times your movement.
3 times your movement.
Can I interject? I'm going to do land hands on myself.
Okay.
All 30 of mine. If we're going to make it through this.
Matt, you do realize I count on my fingers, right?
Yeah. It's okay, Bo.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, you should probably keep in mind the simple
minded folk. I probably
should
have put this on the screen. That way you guys could just see how much movement you get. But anyway, 2 through 5, 6 through 10. So 2 through 5, no movement. 6 through 10, half. 11 through 15, full. 16 and up, double. Natural 20, triple.
Okay.
It's easy. Double.
I tried to make it as easy as possible. I figured once we hit like round 3 or 4, like it would start flowing better. Mm-hmm. So everybody got your movement? Con saving throw.
By the way, I'm 120 feet out. Oh no, natural one.
Okay, natural one. You'll take 23 poison damage.
Oh my god.
And you have 1 level of exhaustion.
Whoa.
You really breathed in some shit.
And blessed concentration drops for the 3 of you.
What are you talking about? That's the good stuff.
So 2 through 5. 6 through 10. 6 through 10 will take 16 poison damage. 11 through 15 will take 6. Dex saving throw.
Can I use a second wind at any time during
this?
Yes, okay.
At any time.
I have 1 more left. Disadvantage now?
No, because of the level. I forgot on that one. You get the level of exhaustion, but it doesn't impose disadvantage.
Okay.
20 and above was 6, you said?
15.
No, 20 above is 0.
Okay.
20 and above, 16 and up is no damage.
Okay. Now what are we rolling?
16. Oh.
Your dex saving throw.
Dex save.
So 15?
15 will take 9 fire damage.
12? Is that in the same thing?
Yes.
Yes, 12 is in the same.
Okay.
Anybody get 6 through 10? Or a 2 through 5? You can use your spells and all that each round if you need to heal yourself or heal a party member, anything like that.
So, all right. That was the movement one we just did?
No, that was the dex saving throw to avoid the fire.
Armor has half, so did you want me to do, like, so it was 9 points of damage, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you're fire resistant, you'll take half.
Okay. Just want to make 4. Sure on that before I...
Yep. Yes.
Can I roll a perception check since I'm seeing fireballs go off?
Absolutely.
Also, I just want to go ahead and make sure that my roll is seen. It's a 17 for my deck save. I don't fucking see shit.
Okay. Movement. Dex roll.
I really need to say some very healing words to myself.
Go for it, man.
Okay. Cast this.
Do you have cure wounds?
Healing word.
You just have healing word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is our dex check for movement.
Dex check for movement.
I stay at 120.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
11.
11?
So that's...
Yeah, right. You'll have full movement.
If it's a nat 1 on the movement, it's disadvantage next movement, right?
You fall prone.
Okay.
Dex.
So, yeah. So disadvantage on the next movement.
Saving throw.
Dex disadvantage is half.
No, this is just a dex.
Oh, no. You won't have disadvantage. You won't have disadvantage, but you'll take half movement. Half of whatever you roll on the next one.
No, it's not a saving throw.
Just making sure.
Dex check for movement.
You got this.
Depending on what you get is what level of can you do. No movement, regular, double.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we're not rolling a dex saving throw for movement.
It movement is a dex check. Check. Yes. Okay.
It's a 17 above double.
17 and above. 16 and up is double.
Double. Okay.
Yep. Nat 20 is triple.
Yes.
Okay.
Con saving throws.
This is a disadvantage. No, that's next. Yes.
You do not have disadvantage. You just have the level of exhaustion, so you'll subtract one.
But I rolled a nat one.
That's why you got the exhaustion.
Got it.
All right. 11 through 15. 6 through 10. 2 to 5.
Nice.
Did everybody roll 16 and above?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, boys. You get so now you guys have kind of hit your stride and you're seeing these clouds and you're having an easier time avoiding them. Dex saving throw.
You just see Fallen just like bleary eyed just going straight through all of them. Just poof, poof. That's also why he's not casting spells because they're verbal.
I got
11 through 15. You got what? You got a nat one?
No.
Oh.
I got a two.
Okay. Okay. So 11 through 15.
Yep.
You will take 7 fire damage.
3.
6 through 10. All right. So 2 through 5 will take.
Well, with my dex, it's 5, 6 through 10.
Okay. For 6 through 10, you'll take 11 then.
11. Okay.
For 2 through 5, you will take 14 fire damage.
Heals.
All right, dex roll for movement. Where's everybody at?
I'm
distance
at
wise.
3 something.
250?
350?
120.
250.
Crit.
Fuck! Crit, you will get triple movement.
So 120? Okay.
330 for me.
Yeah, 20.
Natural 20?
Now mm-hmm. One!
Okay. You fall prone.
Fuck you.
You do not move, and next roll, whatever you get, you take half of.
Jesus Christ. I was rolling so good.
I would also like to burn a spell.
Okay, go for it.
So with that, I am going to do cure wounds on myself at 4th level.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
And if any of you need healing from somebody, you can call out your distance, and I'll let you guys like coordinate, almost like you're just yelling down this tunnel. Like, I need help, so somebody can hang back to heal you, or if you need healed, you can like stay and wait for somebody to catch up to you.
I'm at 150 and I have 10 hit points.
Oh,
so
oh, Luke,
I have 12. It's okay.
Okay.
Do you guys say that out loud?
I got 12.
Do you guys express how bad of shape you're
in? We're in pretty bad shape, and I think we're both at 150, aren't we?
Can I retcon cure wounds?
What range is everybody at? We have to make sure everybody's within range of whatever you're going to cast.
60 feet.
You're at 60 feet?
400.
No, it'd be 60 feet. I'm at 240 right now. Is anyone?
Why am I in the lead?
I'm at 400.
You're at 400,
yep.
So you'd in order to get healed, you either have to heal yourself this round to get to let him eventually catch up and keep moving, or you have to stay stationary. If you stay stationary, you won't take any additional damage because you're in a safe spot.
Okay,
you can just stay stationary, avoid the clouds of soot, avoid the fire, just like fuck.
How far out are you again, Ash?
150.
150? So.
If I catch next round, you can get me.
In that case, I will stay with just the cure wounds then.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to do the mass cure wounds because I can't hit them.
People within range to bother.
Yep.
Okay.
Does Misty Step, can we do anything with that during this?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to use like Misty Step or anything like that, you can call it out each round and you can get that additional movement per round.
Okay, per round. Okay.
Yeah. For anybody that's moving, I need a con saving throw.
Question for you.
Yes.
Since I have Healing Word as a bonus action, is it possible to keep up pace and still cast it without slowing down?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can just at the beginning of every round heal yourself up and keep rolling.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
So we moved already.
For saving throw.
We just got to do cons.
Yep, con saving throw. Mm-hmm. For 11 through 15?
Yep.
You will take, for 11 through 15, you will take 4 poison.
4 okay. poison?
4.
6 to 10? 2 through 5. Very nice, gentlemen. Dex saving throw.
Dex saving throw or does a dex check?
It's been a minute already?
He lost concentration.
I lost concentration.
Dex saving throw or
dex saving throw?
Fuck. Nat 20.
Fuck yeah. So you take no damage, and you have advantage on your next dex saving throw.
Okay, and then I need to take half of that because I'm prone, right?
No, this is your dex saving throw for fire damage.
But you said the next roll I had to take half of?
That's your next movement roll.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
So this is for fire damage, and it's a dex saving throw?
Yes. So 11 to 15?
Yep.
You will take 5, 6 to 10, and 2 through 5. Oh,
sorry, first round was 5.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. I can't take any more damage.
You can't either.
Not because I'm low, just because I like my number.
2 through 5? Anybody? Mm-mm. All right, good deal. Movement roll, dex.
All right, this is the one I take half of.
How far are you, Sean?
Well, I rolled a 5 on my dex, so I'm not moving.
Nope. So actually,
240.
Yeah. Nat 20?
Nat 20?
Triple movement.
I know, but I take half of it, so what do you want me to take?
So you will take movement and a half. What's your movement?
40.
So 40, so you'll take 40. 60 feet.
Does 12?
12 gets full movement.
Okay. So I can get 30 feet, and then I'm also going to Misty Step to get 60.
There you go.
But I'm using one of my.
So, with that being said, how close
are
you?
60. I get 210.
210?
So, I'm within your range now.
Perfect.
And with your dark vision, you can see him.
Perfect.
And you guys are, like, sprinting through this fucking tunnel. And as you're going through, like you get into these little caverns and stuff like that. But you don't see, like, just everybody's passive perception. You don't see any, you'll see like these pockets where like the lava has eaten a cove in and stuff like that, but it seems like it's continuing down. But you can, who's the furthest? You're probably the furthest. Mm-hmm. You're starting to feel like it, almost like a breeze coming towards you, like a hot breath in your face.
Uh-oh. 500 feet.
So I'm going to activate Aura of Vitality.
Okay.
So with that, within 30 feet of me, anyone's turn, they can get 2d6 regenerate.
Okay.
So that's just
gonna... You're just going to hold concentration on that?
Yep.
So anybody that passes you or that you pass will get that healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that healing now or...
Cause one creature within your aura regain 2d6 spell. Radius until the spell ends, moves with you, centered on you. You can use a bonus action to cause one creature. So it's my bonus action to cause one creature within 30 feet. Nice. So I'm going to cause it to hit you this turn.
Okay. So, do I roll it or do you roll it?
However you guys want to do it. He already rolled it, so go for it.
And I rolled like shit. I only got 5.
Okay, so everybody got your... That was movement, right? That we just did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Con saving throw.
Fuck me.
What'd you get?
Nat 1.
Nat 1. We'll get to you in a second. You're going to take one level of exhaustion.
Club.
11 to 15.
The Tired Boys Club.
You will take one poison damage.
Oh, thank God.
Crit. You got a crit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you take no damage, advantage on the next one.
Also,
six through 10?
Yep.
11 poison damage.
Is this the round where I would have been able to do... Is it top of the round I would able to do bonus action?
Yeah, you could have healed yourself at the top of the round.
Okay, let me just do that real
quick. Okay, no problem.
Is the movement the top of the round, or which is...
Yeah, movement is the top of the round.
So cast.
Also, you took my current points from 69 to 68.
You're welcome.
Fuck you.
And then for anybody that got a 2 through 5 or a natural 1, you will take 24 poison damage and one level of exhaustion.
Exhaustion just gives you, like, basically minus 1 there.
Minus 1 to it, yeah. Dex saving throw, gentlemen.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. 16.
11 to 15. 6 to 10. You will take 7.
I'm down.
Okay. 2 through 5? Nobody? Okay. What range, what distance are you at?
210.
What range are you at?
I am at 240.
Okay. So at the top of the next round, he's still within range to heal you.
His vitality. Yep. Yep.
Dex roll. Let's do movement. You don't get to do movement because you're down.
But I can do 20. Can I do my vitality?
Yeah, you can roll your. Yeah, you can roll your. You got nat 20. Triple movement. You are flying.
He's still ahead of me somehow. I don't know what happened. Did you roll a couple net 20s?
He's got 50 feet.
Oh, I was like,
yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, he's fast as fuck, boy.
And that was, again, over 16,
I made two net 20s. I was like, how am I behind anybody?
Well, he got one nat 20, so that's 150 feet in one round.
That makes sense. I didn't know you had
His hydraulics in his legs were fucking pumping.
Real quick question. If we don't move, do we take the dex and con? Okay, so we don't do those.
Yeah, if you don't move, no dex and con. Con saving throw. Obviously not for you, because I don't breathe.
I've been rolling it when I cast spells.
Oh, that's fair. I appreciate that, yeah.
I figured that's the fairest way to do it. You have to take air to do that.
Yeah, 100%. 11 to 15.
Me.
I pass it this time.
11 through 15, you'll take 4. It's a 6 to 10. 2 through 5. Sweet. All right. Dex saving throw.
18.
10.
Whew, thank God.
Is that a natural one?
No, it's a 7.
Oh, good. I looked over us. That looks like a natural one.
They're right next to each other, though. I can see the one.
Yeah. Okay. 11 to 15?
Me.
You'll take 4. 6 to 10?
Ye.
9. 2 to 5. Nice. Movement.
I'm going to take movement because he's taking movement.
Yeah, you're up, so you can move now.
15's normal.
Yes.
15's normal. 16 above is double.
Yep. Yep, 15 is full movement. Okay. Yep.
So I don't move this turn.
Oh, and I get my.
Oh, you rolled a 2 through 5?
I rolled a 2.
Okay. Yep. Sorry about it.
Yeah, no worries. Are you still within? Where are you at now?
I'm at 240. I'm right with. I'm like, whee!
What? You were at 240 last round.
I was at 210 last round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. So you guys are right next to each other now.
No, because last time I moved.
Oh, okay.
No, you didn't move, I didn't think.
No, I did move. I bonus actioned, and then I moved.
Okay.
So.
So how far are you?
I'm at another 30, so 70, 270.
Okay, so you're still within the aura.
Yeah, we're good.
If you're within 30 feet of 240 or 270, You can take... Oh, it's just one person?
One person.
Okay, never mind.
So is anyone else looking bad?
Yeah. But I'm way up there.
Con save.
It's getting rough.
Yeah.
We'll see how well I balanced this.
18.
18, very nice.
20.
11 through 15.
Me.
You will take one. You will take one poison damage. 6 through 10. 2 through 5. Very nice. Dex saves.
Oh, no.
Crit. Nice. No damage. Advantage on next round. 11 through 15. 8 damage. 8 fire. 6 through 10. 11. 2 through 5. Very nice. Oh, Dan's moving.
Oof.
Dan is moving. What distance are you at?
This will be... I'm at 650.
Oh. All right. Movement.
Keep getting 19s. I need one more.
Hey, at least you still get a dash.
I'm going to also Misty Step again.
Okay, yeah.
So I get 60 feet.
Con save?
Nope, hang on, let me...
How close are you, is your character to us now? What are you at?
Uh-oh. I'm at 600.
600.
All right, con save.
What are you at? The number you roll don't much matter. I've got one hit point.
300?
Oh, no!
I'm right.
All
right,
you're down with one level of exhaustion. With another level of exhaustion. 11 to 15.
I'm going to have to, like... kind of stop pace this round,
okay.
And kind of sip on one of Marco's magical drinks.
You can just do that while you're running.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Any action or bonus action you can use during your movement.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even if you guys have, like, the fucking drugs that... From before, if you got, you can run and fucking inject yourself, whatever you got to do.
Sweet. What is what was the medium healing potion for Marco?
4d4 plus 4.
Okay.
4d4 plus 4 for 4.
That was just movement that we did, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought we'd, no, we just did,
we did con save.
Okay.
That's why I'm down.
Okay, that's right. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It's 17, so I'm safe.
So I don't think we did the damage for the con. 11 to 15. 6 through 10. 2 through 5? All right. Everybody got above a 16? Fuck yeah.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, sorry. Dex save. Obviously not you.
Pass.
Nat 20!
Nice. Woo. So no damage, advantage on next round's fire damage.
8. Oh,
yeah. Okay, 11 to 15? 6 through 10.
Yep.
We'll take 13.
I'm down.
Okay, 13 fire damage for you. You are down.
Give it a second. You'll be back up.
Yeah, because he'll be running up behind you.
Well, we're at the same.
We're at the same, actually.
Oh, that works. All right.
So.
2 through 5. Okay. Very nice.
So, before I take movement, since we're right next to each other, I am going to cure wounds, because the other one's just a concentration.
Yep. So he can have both.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
So.
That's the nice thing about the cleric being the slowest. Like, he can just pick you guys up as you go.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What is your, where are you at, Drangor?
600 feet.
600 feet. Let me know.
At 29.
So whenever you get to 600 feet, or whenever anybody that can heal gets to 600 feet, you will find Drangor on the ground.
Oh, perfect. I'm at 620, but I can't heal, so sorry, Drangor.
Wow.
I'm just going to run right by you.
Sorry.
Well, you're already ahead of him. You don't even see him go down.
Oh, that's fair.
He probably stomped over me. That's why I'm down in the dirt.
I probably tripped you. Move, bitch!
Movement. All right. For everybody that's up, movement.
Fuck yeah. Natural 20.
Four. Oh, no.
You tripped me.
Is this the top of the round?
This is the top of the round.
Do I, sir, need a death saving throw?
700 even.
I do. I will roll a death saving throw for you. Okay.
I was going to survive that round at least.
Yeah.
Next one, maybe not so sure.
Do I get advantage on my next movement? No, that's only
on your next.
No, you get triple movement, yep, though.
Okay.
Yep. All
right, so is the next one fire?
Nope. Next one is poison. Con saves.
Another natural 20.
Fuck yeah. So you take no damage, and you have advantage on your next save. On your next con save. 11 to 15. One.
Yay.
6 to 10. 2 to 5.
This one's for con? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you were about, everybody else was above 16?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Deck saves.
All right, this one I get advantage on.
Yes.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, your advantage carries over to the next round.
Hell yeah, brother.
11 to 15. 6 to 10.
This is for dex?
This is, yeah. Oh.
2.
A 2? Mm-hmm. Okay. You will take 7 damage on 3d10. That's pretty good.
I'll take that 3 damage.
And that's fire damage, so you half that. To 1. Or no, to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, movement.
Sir, please roll me another death saving throw. Am I still alive?
You're still alive.
At 780.
And since no one's next to me, I'm going to heal myself.
Okay. Everybody got your movement? Con save.
I get advantage on this one. Ha ha.
Nice. Meets it, beats it, right?
Yeah, meets it, beats
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
What'd you get, 16?
Fuck yeah, dude.
There you
16.
Go.
16. Nice.
11 to 15?
Right here.
3.
All right.
6 through 10. 2 through 5? All right, deck saves.
Ooh, I get advantage again.
This is what I say to your tunnel.
So, question.
Yes.
Since I already have advantage on deck saves, do I get triple advantage?
No.
Fuck you.
There's no such thing.
Come
as
on.
And you yes, only there is. You only get advantage. Fuck off. You only get advantage if you're raging.
Well, no, it says right here, advantage on all decks against effects that you can see while not blinded.
Oh.
Defeat.
That. I mean,
defended or incapacitated.
Technically, that is true. You would have advantage on all of these deck saves.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very true because you can see it coming.
Bitch,
you're just so dexterous.
I'm so dexterous.
11 to 15.
Yep.
9.
Okay.
6 through 10. You're nodding. Does that mean you got 6 through 10?
I got a 12.
Okay.
Oh, so that was basically.
Oh, okay. So you take the 9 with him.
Mm-hmm.
Six. Anybody 2 through 5?
No.
Okay. Movement.
Movement.
Come on, 20.
Here, somebody, Dan, you wanna roll his.
19.
That's an 18 for Luke.
Okay. So we'll let him know he got double movement.
Normal.
I'm getting
movement.
Close.
You got double movement.
I did?
Yes.
Sweet.
Con save.
Hope you don't mind. I rolled your dice. It rolled
perfect.
Well.
Did you,
run from now on, then?
Didn't we move?
Oh. You're still alive.
Uh, 11
to
15.
6 to 10.
Oh, this is the cons?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cons.
Ooh.
Okay, 6 through 10?
Yep.
You will take...
This is the one I
15.
Don't.
poison damage.
Oh, that's not that
bad. Anybody 2 through 5? Okay, dex saves.
Ooh.
11 to 15. 4 fire damage. 6 through 10. 10 fire damage. 2 through 5. Okay. Movement. Roll another death save. Death save number 4 for Drengor.
Gotta go one other way here.
How far are you?
That is the third 4 I've rolled in a row.
Drengor, you stabilize.
Yay!
You're still unconscious, but you're stable. Con saves.
I'm at 600.
Yeah, he went down right at 600.
Is there starting to become any light at the end of this tunnel?
What's your distance?
950.
940.
At your distance, you see just at the edge of your vision, you see this bright cavern. Like, you can see that it's almost like the whole room is this green flame. It's just this green glow coming from this doorway, this massive opening in the rocks. You got to think, you guys are running through a tunnel, but this tunnel is big enough to fill for an adult dragon to fit through. So it's a very large cavern. And the doorway is equally gigantic. So everybody got your movement? Con save.
Come on, baby.
Nat 20! Of course.
<Yeah. laughs> 11 through
15. Yep.
6. 6 to 10. 2 through 5. Wonderful. Dex saves. 11 to 15. 6 to 10.
Yep.
12.
I'm
fire
down.
Damage. Okay. What is your distance?
5'10".
5'10". Okay. What are you at? Oh my goodness.
I think we're only under a 5 on the third roll.
Okay. Two through 5? Anybody? Okay. Next movement.
Nat 20.
Right, I'm in.
You two go into this dead sprint, and you're almost like racing to the finish line.
I'm gonna get you.
Norris, you think you got it, and then you just hear the of his fucking pistons built into his calves, and Alphonse just fucking bolts past you.
Ain't no fair, that's cheating.
You guys get into this massive cavern. It's built like a cone. Like it's probably 300 feet across when you're in here, and it just tapers off as it goes up, and it goes up high enough that you can't see the top of this cone.
Whoa.
What's everybody's distance?
600.
5'10".
330.
330.
225.
All right. So what we're going to do, now that we have these two in there, you guys, you and Ash are at about the same distance. You haven't seen anybody in a while. You start kind of wondering, like, fuck, are we headed the right direction? Everybody's gone. If you guys want to, you can slow your pace. And you guys will eventually catch up to these two. You'll find Drengor. He's stabilized.
I like that plan.
Okay. So it'll take you guys a while, but you will eventually make your way through. If you slow down. And we'll jump to you two in the space. What would you like to do?
Man, Norris, I don't know about you, but I'm really not feeling so hot.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I could probably sit down for a minute. I haven't ran that much in my life. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And with your smoking habit, I mean, I'm surprised.
You know, steroids are good whenever you're taking them, but I've kind of been off of them for a while.
Oh, it was only steroids?
Yeah, smoking will kill you.
Oh. You know, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How you
cuddling? I love to cuddle.
I don't want to cuddle. That's abrasive.
Oh yeah, me either. Mm-mm.
Not right now. Maybe later.
Okay.
But you know, what about how's your head feeling? You know, falling really like.
You know, I haven't really had much time to think about it, but feels pretty nice actually. A little more clear-headed, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. It's like weird. Like I don't have like this little like block.
It's more the like school stuff coming back to you, or
I don't know. Ask me a school question.
What is the third planet from the sun?
Earth.
By golly, it might have worked.
Maybe. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
That's that astrology.
Fuck off. Out of game, sir. Fuck off. That was good, though. Very well played.
Give me a perception check, both of you. Now that you've walked, now that you've sprinted into this space.
Nat one?
18.
You're winded. Like, your hydraulics were doing a decent amount of the work, but you're still pretty winded. This was a long run. You said what?
18.
18. With an 18, you can hear your friends, like, yelling for you down the tunnel. I imagine you guys would have done, like, a little hooping and hollering whenever you passed through and got into this room. So that's what you guys heard, and you were like, okay, well, let's fucking take our time. And you're looking around, and as I described before, you're in this giant cone-shaped cavern. And the walls, as you look like they're just this smoked glass all around. Like there's no exposed rock. It's just this uneven, kind of jagged glass. And on the back wall, directly across from you, the wall is glowing.
What color?
Green. And you get the idea that on the back of this glass wall is holding back a lake of magma. And it's giving this whole room this green glow. And lighting the bottom, you know, it only goes up to about 300 feet, this lava glow. So above that is pretty difficult to see, but this bottom 300 feet you can see clearly because everything is just so well lit by this constant green glow. And you can actually see these, like, disturbing looking, like deep sea fish. Like swimming, like you can see their silhouette on the other side of the glass swimming through this magma. And silhouetted by this green glow is a mountain. It's sitting on top of an enormous rock. It's this stone has to be 150 feet across and probably 20 foot thick. Just this huge stone. And sitting on top of it is just piles of glitter. Mm. You can't tell from this distance because it's on the other end of the cavern exactly what it is, but you get the idea that there's some sparkly shit in this mound on top of this rock.
I would look over at Alphonse and be like, buddy?
Yeah.
You ever heard that saying, early bird gets the worm?
Yeah, I have.
You up for a little bit more exploring?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look over there, and I'd point to the glittery stuff.
Wow.
Shall we?
I think so.
I think they're fine.
They can't miss us. I mean,
nah,
Marco!
Yeah, we'd make our way over to the sparkly stuff. And then as we're walking, I'd be like, just don't touch that. And I'd point to like the wall that has the ominous swimming things.
And as you get closer, you can feel heat like radiating off of this wall of glass.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I won't touch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it.
No. So as you get up to this stone, like I said, it's about 20 feet tall. There is no like pathway up it. It's almost like a river stone. Like it's this big, flat, kind of rounded stone. It almost looks like it's formed to this specific shape. And it seems to be like nearly perfect circle that this thing's on. And you guys take your time. Both of you are really dexterous. You kind of help each other out, and you get up on top of this stone. And it takes a bit. Like you guys like grab some rocks and like stack them. And it takes you a little while, but you get up on top of this stone, and you can see this well-worn groove in the top of this stone. And it seems to just be the perfect shape of a coiled-up dragon. And all along the back, where his spine would rest, is his bed of gold and jewels. And you see swords sticking out of it. You see more wealth than you have ever seen in your life.
Hell yeah.
You know, Norris, seeing all this money,
yeah,
we should really consider giving it to Fallen's Church. I mean, whatever we don't take.
Right. You know,
we kind of came in this land, kind of killed some people.
True. We did do that. And you know, Fallen's people seem pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
We keep the best stuff though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what else I want? I want to find a bowl. Because I want to collect some of that, like, drippy, what'd you call it?
Ichor.
Ichor. I want to catch some of that. Bring it back with us.
Well, I think you're the man fit for the job. You have metal arms.
You know? Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, did you see how it dropped and then just, like, went... That might come in handy. Maybe I can throw it.
I gave Norris a fucking bomb.
You did.
I'm getting my fucking fireball, bitch.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
I'll be honest. Take the soft spot out of his head. All of a sudden, he's making bombs.
Maybe I'm actually like some sort of weird alchemist.
I'll be honest, Norris. That's a lot of science stuff in one day for you. I support it.
I'm we'll a get scientist.
Some. I respect it. Beforehand, I questioned it. I'll be honest with you.
But, I mean, what I'm really after is like some like really cool shit. I mean, this can't all be like gold and jewels and just like...
Yeah, you see like handles for axes.
Yeah.
And sword blades sticking out. Like there's armor in there. There's all sorts of shit.
I'm so ready.
I would like an investigation check from both of you if you're going to start rummaging.
Don't be gay. Don't be gay.
Norris, you got this, man. Make sure to add a D8 to your...
Fuck yes! I fucking needed it. Jesus Christ, I still didn't get anything good.
I feel like Dan's eyes just got big.
I did do okay. Not the best. 23.
This is the worst I rolled the entire session. I rolled a 7, even with my inspiration.
Okay.
Wait. I rolled a 6.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a -1 to investigation.
Okay. Holding.
Would my intelligence going up affect my
investigation?
Yeah.
It would add one to your investigation. So you got a 7.
Fucking gay. I got a 7.
Okay.
Sorry for any of my viewers that are LGBTQ.
I need you to roll 1d20. I need you to roll 3d20.
Ooh. Holy Hannah. Roll good.
There are no bad rolls. So don't worry, Bo. Norris.
I rolled 2 3s and 8. Yeah. It was meant to be. We rolled 3s.
There are no bad rolls.
I rolled a 3.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You, and we'll say as these guys are like rummaging through and they're like, I picture you guys like digging through and like tossing rubies over your shoulder. And like, you guys are like swimming through this shit trying
like Scrooge
to find
McDuck.
Yeah.
Like
Scrooge just McDuck. Scrooge
that's what,
McDuck.
That's immediately
just,
what I thought of.
As Fallen carries is on his shoulder. He's like, into this place.
The dying duo.
Yeah. Fallen's fine, but he's having to help both of them walk through the door. So you guys, you three all walk into this massive cavern that I described to them, and you see these two yahoos up on top of the stove.
Hey, fuckers, leave some for us. Come on in, the treasure's great.
What the hell is that?
Hi, Fallen.
Is that a fish?
Oh, don't touch that. There's a lot of hot shit with apparently some creepy dudes in there. Don't
By the way,
fucking
I'm imagining
it.
Like Norris yelling this with a crown on his head.
Absolutely.
And, like, every, like,
absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, just
it's honestly probably
on.
A tiara. It's not even a crown. It's probably a tiara.
Add a tiara.
Two tiaras.
Made into one crown.
Add a tiara to your inventory.
Yes.
And just Norris just blinging it like nobody's yeah. business.
He looks like Mr. T.
Yeah.
With a tiara.
I have no idea how to spell tiara, so.
So
just put crown.
With how's your health looking?
I don't even know.
Reroll your 2 3s. Because he already rolled a 3.
Okay.
I've been down. I was down when you
okay. Yeah, so they're basically at death's door. They're both up, but they're
okay.
They're real
how are
real
your
rough.
Guys' health looking?
Not looking good. I'm okay. Running on pure adrenaline of the loot right now.
Okay.
I'm looking a little better than that, but
okay, first off, I need you three
mm-hmm.
to all roll investigation for me.
Are we, like, unconscious, or?
No, he brought you up, and you guys walked the rest of the distance.
So do we have any positive hit points? Five.
You're at, like, a hit point.
Yeah, you tried.
I tried. Actually, wiped that
investigation.
Off. You don't want my blows. I blew yeah. on mine.
I got 6 for my investigation.
6?
Yeah.
Roll 1d20.
3!
Roll 1d20.
Matt, 17? Matt, I rolled another 3.
Keep rolling your 3s.
Okay.
That was
okay.
16.
Okay.
17?
17. Roll 2d20. Okay. Bo.
Yes.
For
Norris.
Norris. Thank you. Mm-hmm. For your 3, you reach in and you pull out this beautiful battle axe.
Yes.
It's the whole handle of it is wrapped in what looks like blue dragon hide. And it's got a star sapphire built into the pommel.
Ooh. And a blue sapphire?
Yes. I'm going to write next to this who got it.
Who done it?
You guys can identify all of these things. What I'm going to go, because these guys all just rolled once. Or no, except for you. So we're going to start with the ones that got one roll.
16.
16 for Ash. Did anybody else roll a 16?
Nope.
Okay. You find a potion of, you find this very beautiful bottle. Write down potion of healing,
supreme. That's for when you're in real bad shape, and you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What is, isn't that like a 20,000 gold potion or some shit like that?
Holy crap.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the most expensive potions. Because that's the top healing potion. What'd you roll?
10.
10?
10. I rolled a 10.
You find this beautiful little ornate box. Mm. You open it up, and it's got a series of paints and a brush in it. And you're not sure what the fuck this is doing here, but it's got to be good.
Yeah.
It's in a dragon horde.
Yeah. Good paints. I'm going to add paint set.
Yeah. And you see, like, etched into the lid, it just says, marvelous pigments. What were your two D20 rolls, Fallen?
4 and 19.
4? You find a beautiful bearskin cloak. And then 19?
Mm-hmm.
In the pocket of the cloak is this giant, like almost too big for you to palm, ruby gem. And you can feel magic radiating from it.
Perfect.
Now on to Alphonse. What's your first roll?
Somehow I didn't have any of those numbers.
Wonderful.
Minus the threes. So I have a 2.
Oh. You find this very lovely necklace. And hanging from it is an amulet. And it looks something like this. A black ring with silver around the edge and a silver chain. Don't know what it is, but that's what you find. I was hoping somebody would get that.
It feels like Christmas.
Next number.
8.
8. Oh, another. You're sifting through and you find this really nice leather arm, like studded leather armor. And it's like you almost miss it. Because as you're sifting through, you don't see it at first. You see gold. And it's not till you reach through to push the gold out of the way that you realize you put your hand on leather and you are about to push it to the side. And even as you're holding it, it's almost like the armor is fading in and out and you can kind of see through it.
Whoa.
Cool.
Last number.
14.
14. You find another necklace, with this one with a red amulet hanging from it.
End of the necklace game tonight.
Yeah. On top of that, you guys see more gold. And, like, I mean, there's like, weapons. There's magic weapons all over this place. I didn't put anything that was inferior to what you guys already have on this list. But you can imagine +2 of anything you want weapon-wise. Just standard +2 weapons. So if you want to upgrade something to a standard +2 weapon, you can. Or if you want to pick up, like, you would find
armor.
You would find, I tell you what, you can find a +2 set of plate. Yeah. Just about anything that's +2, I won't make you guys roll for. They're just here.
What about my bracers of defense?
What about them?
Do I find a +2 of those?
There is no plus two of those.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to try and look for a set of daggers that are plus two.
Yeah, you can find plus two daggers.
How would that work for my weapons, since my weapons are my arms? Would it just be like that said weapon that I could pick up?
You can pick up, like, if you want to add a plus two any weapon.
Mm-hmm. Minus your guns, obviously.
Yeah, there's no guns, but there's like bows and shit. If you want to add plus two weapons, they wouldn't work as your arms. Right. So like, so yeah, you wouldn't get the plus two fire damage or anything like that, but it's something that you can wield.
I would like to try and look for any type of magic boots.
Magic boots?
Yes.
You don't find any magic boots.
Okay.
Not with your investigation roll.
Fair enough. It was worth a shot.
Yeah.
How about diamonds?
Roll a D100. Because they're definitely here.
55.
You find 550 gold worth of diamonds.
Oh. 550.
Okay. Yep. Anything anybody else is specifically looking for? And we'll say you guys find 5 greater healing potions that you can disperse amongst you. And like I said, more gold than you can count. It just depends on...
Any bags of holding laying around?
No bags of holding.
That's our bag of holding.
I think it's one of these two.
I definitely have it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's Alphonse. And that is... So you guys start looking around, and you see... You think about the tunnel you just came through that you barely survived. And... You're looking around, there's no other way out of this place that you can see. And there's this mountain of gold. What do you want to do?
So, should we start piling gold into the bag of holding?
The bag of holding can only hold so much. I think it's up to 500 pounds, if I remember correctly, before it tears open.
May I make a... quick recommendation, gentlemen. Certain spells require diamonds for me to, for instance, how's the back of your head?
Fantastic. Thank you, by the way.
Absolutely. It consumes diamonds. If you see something big, grab it on the way. Might save someone's life down the road.
Alphonse, should we bring up the idea of our donation we were talking about?
Yeah. So, Fallen, we were talking about it, and we really feel like your organization can benefit from a pile of money like this, or gold or treasure.
This could go a long way if you wish.
Well,
this is more than they would ever need.
Well, we haven't talked to Ash yet, but Norris and I are kind of in the same idea that we kind of came in here, kind of killed some people. It's the least we can do for the community.
And you've been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Consider you to be a great friend.
Likewise. Truly.
Nice.
I would make a suggestion that we also give an offering to the Raven Queen. And he's going to nod to Drangor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice.
Does this Raven Queen like gold?
I mean, gold works for anyone.
I thought so. I just wanted to...
What about that things? Temple they were building for the Raven Queen?
Yeah, that could
they
help
need some gold.
Build it up.
Mm-hmm. Plus that ruby came that helped destroy that vampire's children? Thralls? Dust bunnies? I'm not sure what you want to call them.
I mean, now they're dust bunnies.
They really are.
They are indeed.
that came from them.
I think we should definitely help out that town, though, that we kind of...
If everybody's
last moon.
If everybody's for it, how about we load the bag of holding up just for our own deal, and then we all carry some extra gold that we can carry for ourselves. And the extra gold that we carry, we put it in a pile and we divvy it up between Fallen Sanction, the Raven Queen, and whoever else we feel needs it.
I like that plan.
I would say instead of putting the gold in the pouch, let's just do the gold we can carry and actually put all the precious, like diamonds and stuff, in the pouch. Seems like those go like along with more.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
I like that.
I say, well, gems, no matter where you are in the multiverse, they spend.
I forgot. There are multiple verses. Ugh. And Norris would just like kind of shiver a little bit.
You think that ship flies in our realm?
That'd be kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
It might be a lot more attention than what we really need.
I mean, then we got two ships.
It's like, what do we got to lose at this point?
That's true. If we do become the Guardians of the Galaxies, two ships might be nice.
I mean, do you really want to show up in a spaceship or like a pirate ghost ship?
Pirate ghost ship, absolutely.
Yeah. Same.
So we have a plan?
Well, before we try and do anything, I'm going to cast Mash Cure Wounds, so this hits everyone across the board.
Yay.
Thank God.
For 20 points of health.
I just put mine in at, like, 1 for the time being.
Alphonse. I'd like you to make an intelligence check.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
With advantage.
27.
Okay.
I was going to
27. They're talking about how to divvy everything up. And you're just thinking to yourself, fuck, there's got to be a way to get this gold out of here. And you're just looking around and you're thinking about the space you're in. And you're thinking about how lava works. You're thinking about how this whole thing is set up. It seems very purposefully built in this very specific way. Almost like this cone is designed to be like a quick escape. Just in case, an insurance policy. And you start to realize, like, yeah, lava's fucking hot. It melts everything. But it takes an awful long time to melt stone. This big fucking stone probably takes some heat for a while.
I would like to share my thought with the group. Maybe we can actually just go through and float out of this cavern on this weird island that just sits in the middle of the room.
Wait,
are you sure?
I don't know if you've seen this, Alphonse, but there's no water around here to float on.
Yeah, we'd float on the lava.
Like that big scary glowy thing?
Yeah. You know, rock doesn't really melt fast in lava.
I mean, that's true, but still, like, what if I sneeze weird and, like, fall off?
I think you could swim. I mean, you're
in lava?
I don't know. You're mostly metal. I think you'd be okay.
I don't know. Still don't like that idea, but
I mean, look at all the diamonds we have. Fallen said he can do cool shit with.
It's true.
There's got to be something left of you for me to do that.
Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm still kind of new to this whole, like, thinking thing.
Hear me out. Pile everything in. I cast Tiny Hut. Remember last time when we were hanging out during the party?
I almost forgot about it until just now.
God, that was such a good time.
Yeah. You and I have very different ideas of good times, sir.
That's fair. But, Tiny Hut. Nothing can come in for 8 hours.
Does that include lava?
That includes lava.
That sounds like a good idea.
So if there's any splashage, whatever, this thing rolls, bounces around, we're stuck to the side of it for 8 hours. Downside, at the end of that 8 hours, If we're in the lava, we're screwed.
What would a dragon just think out loud here for a second. Would a dragon let his gold drown in lava? What's more precious to him?
Probably not, actually. That's
probably not, but as a last-ditch effort to spite someone, if he knew he was going to die too, I could see him doing it.
Mm. Both very good points.
That last fuck you.
I'm going to leave it up to Drengor, then.
What do you think, Drengor?
So what exactly are we thinking about doing here?
Riding lava out?
Yeah.
To get the whole horde.
How do we get it, though?
Shoot a hole kind of towards the bottom of that glass wall over there, and
I ain't gonna make it walking back up, I guess. I'll take aim at the...
Ash, what do you think?
I mean, if we can get the whole horde, that would be that'd be the best thing.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Give me 10 minutes.
Anything anybody wants to do or plan or talk about while he's casting his ritual?
Mm-hmm. Norris would probably just find a safe-ish looking spot and try to maybe take a little snooze.
Just a 10-minute little cat nap?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, this is going to go one way or the other. I'd much rather not be awake for it.
Okay, you find a comfy spot. It's right where the dragon, coils up. It's probably right where, his shoulder was. You know, he's got, a little divot there that you can... It's like a bath that you can just rest in.
Mm.
Cradles you nicely.
I like being cradled.
Mm-hmm.
From the cradle to the grave. Great movie, by the way.
As Fallen draws out his circle, and he draws all these runes around the edges, and he does the last stroke, and the whole thing glows at your feet, and this shimmering dome builds around you and then fades and becomes clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. Drengor, you take aim. Give me an investigation. Perception check.
Perception.
With aim. Advantage, we'll say you're taking your time.
Can I guidance him on this?
Yeah. Would a bard like to inspire him?
Mm-hmm. I was just making sure I had slots still.
Oh, gotcha.
Take a one.
I'm inspired?
Mm-hmm. With a D8.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. 26.
26. You scan this wall, and you realize, if you shoot too high, then the lava's going to come over the top, then you run the risk of issues. If you hit at the bottom... And you get the feeling that this will be a slower build as it comes out under the rock and then lifts you up. You find this point where it looks like there's this little hairline fracture in the glass. You take aim and you fire your bolt and it hits dead center.
Nice.
In this crack. And you guys watch it. And it starts moving its way across. And then this spider web starts opening up out from this little crack. And then it's just this slight little flow right where the bolt hit. Just this little flow of lava melts the bolt and starts pouring out onto the ground. And then the crack starts opening up more and more, and the flow of lava becomes heavier and heavier. And then the whole area around it just gives way, and this flood of lava comes pouring into the room. And we'll pick it up there next week.
Damn.
Woo-hoo!
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this exciting, fun episode of Dubstep and Dragons. And make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a follow, and subscribe.
Don't forget to leave us a comment as well. It helps out. And let us know what your thoughts are. And we'll pick it up next week as we find out exactly what is going to happen with the Horde as the lava flows in. Thanks, everyone.
Doodles.
Bye.
Later.